Okay, so let's do now. We'll do now the Maimer Lahovina Hefresh de Bepesach, which is the ninth Maimer in the Maimorim on Shemini Atzeres. This is the final Maimer of Shemini Atzeres in Likutei Torah. So the Maimer says Lahovin HaHefresh, to understand the difference, the Bepesach Kesiv V'Kraftem Isha Oila. So over there it says first you should bring an Isha, an offering, a fire offering, which is an Oila. And then further the Pesukim say Reach Nechoyach LaHashem. And then Ubesukis Kesiv, by Ksukis the order is reversed. Over there we say Oila Isha. Here it's Isha Oila, and over there it's Oila Isha. So what's the difference? Kihine, for behold, Havaye Ubichinas Tzimtzum V'Yishpashtus Chulu. The name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name of Hashem, is Tzimtzum and Yishpashtus. Does it mean Tzimtzum and Yishpashtus? Yud is the level of Tzimtzum, contraction, restriction. And the Hey is a level of expansion, Hispashtus. Ki Yud ubchina Tzimtzum Nekuda Levat. Yud is a level of restriction because it's only a Nekuda, it's only a point. Ki Yud ubchinas Chochma Iloh. Because Yud is the level of the Supreme Chochma. Chochma d'Atzilus is a Yud. It's a Nekuda. Frag der Alte Rebbe v'av shenikro Yam HaChochma. We call it the ocean of Chochma. So Yam HaChochma, an ocean is wide. Why are we saying it's only a Nekuda? It's not a Nekuda, it's a Yam HaChochma. But im kol zeh einoy elo ha'ore ba'almo. Notwithstanding that we call the Yam HaChochma, it is merely a ray legabe lemayla min ha'chochma, relative to higher than chochma, ad shenechsheves lebchinas hasiyas gashmi yischulu, to the extent that it's considered like a physical act, just a physical asiyah. Velochein ubchinas yud she'enoy elo nekuda ktano legabe mahusei v'atzmusei. That's why it's a level of a yud which is only a small point relative to the essence, the mahus and the essence, shemamalu kol almim, b'sevim kol almim. So relative to the essence of Hashem, which fills and surrounds the world, is einoy elo b'chinas machshova achas lefonov. It is merely one thought before Hashem. All of the world is only a one thought. Today, in order for Hashem to restrict Himself, so to speak, kol kach to such an extent, tzorich le'oyrer milmaylo b'isaruso deletato. Then you need to arouse it from below. We have to wake it up and arouse it from below through the arousal below. Aidei b'chinas bitl rotzin shel neshamas Yisrael, by the subjugation of the will of Neshamas Yisrael to Hashem, that's how we're me'oder. Kama shekosu, like we say in the pasuk, ve'imcha lo'chofatzi, that anything which is not Hashem Himself is lo'chofatzi, He doesn't want liyos bitul atzmusum legamri, to negate totally themselves, sheloi liyos rotzin achar klal, rak rotzin habaye. There shall not be any other rotzin, only the rotzin habaye. When you stand in a way of bittul, not to have any other wants, only the want of Hashem, al yideizeh, through this me'oririm, Lemaylo gamkein, so we also arouse above also, sheyitzamtzem atzmo kaviyochel, that he should restrict himself, so to speak, Rak lahoir bichinas ha'orom etes me'oid, to have a just a very low little shine. So that in order for it to be able to come down, we need to have the sarusa, that bittle, if we are mitzamtzim ourselves by making our rotzin only to Hashem, then Hashem is mitzamtzim himself to come down into this world. Ki ruach, I see ruach, v'amshich ruach, because a spirit brings down the spirit and it draws down the spirit. Liyos tzimtzum v'ispashtus, so that there should be a tzimtzum v'ispashtus. Chulu, should be that restriction and the expansion. Shenikra havaya, that is called havaya, yud kev. V'nase al yidei yisarusa l'tato hanal. And that becomes through the yisarusa l'tato as mentioned before. V'ayim ha-shekosuf mizeh b'dibur ha-maschil v'le'ov havaya elokecha l'shmoya el-bilon. V'zehu, and this is the meaning of ishei reyach hulu. Ishei oilo reyach. So first we have the ishei and then the reyach. Ishei shubchinas alo mimato lemato bisarusul tato hanau. When you have the ishei, that is in a level of reyach which is alo mimato lemato unavai deze. Nasi sarusa del eila liyos nichoyach. So you have basically ishei oila reyach. You bring up the reyach, and then it's nichoyach. Then it comes down. Then there's a lot of nichoyos. Nasi is nichoyach. Shehu loshin nichoyos darge. The word nichoyach is the language of descending a level liyos yiridis atz musay. To descend, litzamtzim atzmei b'b'china shem havaya, to restrict himself in havaya. That's why ishei l'reyach nichoyach l'Hashem, to descend into yudkei vavkei, into that tzimtzum nishpashtus. V'zehu nichoyach l'Hashem. And this is the meaning of nichoyach l'Hashem. The nichoyach is to the level of the shem havaya. U'kemo shul ha'reyach Shemeshiv as an effort. That is like, for example, the smell that brings back the soul. So the smell brings back the soul. Hine hareyach hu shemeriach milmato ve'ele lemeche. The smell, you smell below, goes up to your brain, to your mind. Achalidezeh, but what does it do? Nase hashoves hanefesh lispashet beguf. That brings the soul to come back to the body. K'moy kein, likewise, aldei b'chinas yisarusa delatato milmato lemailo, through the level of yisarusa tato from below to above. Shenikra, we call that ishei reyach. It is a fire of a reyach, of a smell above. That's the reyach that goes yisarusa delatato. Nase ham shocha milmailo. So this brings about I am shocked from above lemato to bring down of lechmato liyos to be nechoyach labay, that there should be a level of nechoyach labay chul. V'ayim asher kosu mezeh b'dibra maschil nivavtani achizikal. Ach kol zeh eino yelo yisarusa delatato b'mchinas abba v'nishpe eish chulu. This is only through the yisarusa delatato in a level of love and a sparkling fire. V'noidam tsha'ava hu merochek davke. That ava is davke when you're in a distance. I'm a zebedivro maschel v'yodaita ayoyim. Which means shala'atzmoy. For yourself, when you're not, when you're close and you're there, for yourself, eina margish shum ave. You have to be moved away in order to love, because yourself, you can't love. You need to be moved away. Shela atzme, for oneself, it's not ain't a margish ma'ava. You don't feel love over there. Shuba b'chinas yichud b'tachlis. Over there, you're total fusion, total unity. There's no love there. K'mekein. Likewise, ava mesuteres b'chol nefesh mi'Yisrael. There is the hidden love in every Jewish soul. Liyos miyuchad b'tachlis ayichud baruchu. They want to be united, totally yichud. With blessed is here. You don't want to love Hashem from a distance, but you want to unite. V'loy b'mchinas abba v'tshuka. Not in a way of love and yearning, which means you're far away. Rak b'mchinas k'mo yodim chayisatz v'mamish. You want to be in a level like the person is with actual life, to be mamish connected. Mishan kosu b'divra maschil. Ein Yisrael n'golim elo b'tzdoke. Shazahu Pirush of Adir explains, that's the meaning. Umol Hashem alekecho chulu, la'avos Hashem alekecho, v'chol levovcho, v'chol nafshecho, leman chayecho. Hashem alekecho will circumcise, God your God will circumcise your heart, so that you will love God your God with all your heart and all your soul for your life. Kleimar, what it means to say, Leman kiavaye levadei hu kol chayecho, because Hashem Himself, He is leman chayecho. He is actually all your life. Hu kol chayecho. Shalachein avazu hu meunko deliba menkudes pnimis mamish. That's why this love is from the depth of the heart. It's from the inner point, actual inner point of the heart. Vayim ha-shekosu me'inyen umol Hashem alakechas levavcho b'dibur ha-maschil rei yonechi neisen ayin shom b'ma shekosu shom b'loy yiyah herge sho'aba m'bnei shinuku da'atzmi yizchulu. Okay, so over there he talks that not to be the sense of the love, okay, shinuku da'atzmi yizchulu. Look over there in the Maimer. I'm reading correctly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Umashikosuv. Is it Umashikosuv?
Yeah.
Or Ukumashikosuv? Bob Memshin?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Uma
shekosuv achas hi shehi miyuchedes betachlis. So that means, first of all, because why do we say nagbuchinus k'mod m'chayis atzmi mamish? You know, the parenthesis always makes it a little bit difficult. The hemshach advarim. It's ukamei liyas ki ola b'machshava chulu. So therefore, it's like the person with his own chayis, because liyas ki ola b'machshava. Because ola machshava. Umashikosub achasi. And it says, it's one shim yuchedes b'tachlis. That is totally united, not from a distance. B'zohu tamosi. This is what means tamosi. So, what does it say? Rabbi Yanai Omer. So, Rabbi Yanai says, what is the meaning of Tamosi? So, Rabbi Yanai says, Rabbi Yanai Omer, T'oi Mosi, it's my twin. B'shir Hashirim Rabo, Tovihine, Gilui Ho'av, Eino Elo B'shmini Atzeres. The revelation of this Av is only Shmini Atzeres. That is the time of the Yichud Chosun Kala. The meaning of this Yichud is to be totally united to Min Hashem. Leman chayecha kenal, to love leman chayecha kenal. Behainu, ki yitzi, yasab, musteres, anal, mehelem, legilui, einu, alde, legilu, amshacha, milmaita, lamata. How does this Ave Musteris come from Milam Gilu? Is only when you reveal and bring Ramat Mat Mekoidem L'chol Nefesh. Okay, you know what? We're going to leave it over here. We're going to start V'Negila Avezu. I get a chance to look it over, and also it's
recording stopped.
Hine gilui ha'ava einoi elo b'shmini atzeres. When do we have a revelation of the ava that comes on shmini atzeres? The level of union and love between the Knesset Yisrael, the Yidden, the Kala with the Chosn, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's HaShmini Atzeres. Shehu Bechinas Yichud Chosn VeKala. That's the idea, the level of a Yichud of Chosn and Kala. K'me Shekosu B'Dibur HaMaschil Toiro Tziva. U'Pirush Yichud Zeh, what does it mean to be united with the Eibishter? Hainuliyis miyuchad betachlis ha-yichud b'Hashem. That is to be united with total unity, become one with Hashem. Bibchinas la'ava chulu l'man chayecha kenal. In a level to love Hashem, because He is your life, as said before. It becomes a totally one fusion together with the Eibishter. That's the Yichud. That's HaShmini Atzeres. Behainu, and that is, Ki Yitzi Yes Ha'ave Misuteres Hanal Mehelem Legilui. To bring out that hidden love that we all have from the hidden to the revelation. So that is only through the revelation and bringing down from above to below. First, you have to bring down from above before any nefesh, any nefesh can have their gilui. They need to come down amshach mil milo. Ba'al yidei zeh. So before any nefesh can have a gilui, you need the gilui mil milo. Ba'al yidei zeh. Through that gilui, b'koichoi lehoitzi ha'avo mehelem legilui, then you have the power to take out the love from the hidden to reveal. V'amshocha hu al yidei b'chines v'yaminei t'chabkeni shebechol yimei ha'sukis. That hamshocha milmailo comes through the level of yaminei t'chabkeni. We touched the smoyloi tachas l'roishi, that's the yimei ha'din. And then you come to the level of sukis, which is a hug which surrounds you. That's yaminei t'chabkeni. That during the day of Sukkot, that Hamshocha Milmailo comes to the person so that the person should be able to have later on the Moitzim from himself, Mehelim Legilu. So that's Sukkot in general. What happens to Shmini Atzeres? It comes Bipnimis. Achbchol Yimei Chaga Sukkot, Durachol Yimei Sukkot, Ubibchinas Makif. During Sukkot, it's in a surrounding way. But to bring it down in an inner, that comes in Shmini Atzeres. The gilui ze shel hamshocha nikras. This revelation, this hamshocha, which comes down That's when we start saying Gvuras Gishomim. It's called Moirid HaGeshem. Moirid HaGeshem. It brings down the Geshem, the rain. Because just like the rain brings about the growth that comes from the ground, that Hamshocha B'Primis that comes down, Shmini Atzeres, brings out the birth of the person's Avodas Hashem through that Hamshocha. Brings out the Av. It's just like the rain that comes from above to moisten the ground. And that way, through the rain, it brings the power of the growth that is in the ground. It brings in out from obscurity to revelation. So that it should give birth, it should give growth and give seed. The revelation and the Nam Shocha that comes from above to each one. In order to bring out that hidden love that is in every soul, from hidden to revelation, so that there should be a union with Hashem totally. And that's why Hashmini Atzeres, we mention Gvuras Gishomim, because it actually does what the Geshem does. The Geshem brings about the Koyach of the Oretz to be Megadol, to growth. The spiritual Geshem that comes, Shmini Atzeres, brings about the hidden love that's in the person, Mahele Melagil. Vine. Just as the rain from above, how does it come to the ground? First, it is held back, and this rain is first covered with clouds. And also, v'gam she's chalka achkach tipim tipim. And also, later on, they should be divided into drop strips. Shalazois nikra gevuris gishamim. That's why we call it the gevuris gishamim, because lifi sheyerdim bigvuro, because they come down with force. Because in essence, mayim hu bihispashtus. That is expansion. That's basically chesed. But the fact that the rain gets held back in the clouds and it's broken up into drops, to drips, that is who mibchinas gevuras. That comes from the level of gevuras. Vubchinas is kalus gevuras bechasodim. And that's the inclusion of gevuras chasodim. So the rain is chesed, hashpoah. But the fact that it comes down with force, the fact that it comes down through the clouds and then it breaks up into different parts, that's the gevura, that's the gevura in the chasodim. Ba'ayin mashikosi bebir aposik kol deidi, v'al posik v'yitin eiz l'malke. U'beloi zeh, but without that gevuras, yevshir lovei l'mato l'oretz l'lach l'cho, it cannot come down, without it, it cannot come down to the ground, to moisten the ground, and to take out the power of the growing that is hidden in the ground. You need it to be divided up into drips, and you need it to push it down from the clouds. The same thing is the revelation and the extension of godliness which comes on Sukkos, Shuhu, Bebchinas Chesed v'Hispashtus Chulu, which is from the level of Chesed and Hispashtus. You need to have also B'chdei Lehoitzi Ha'ava HaMesuteres Hanal, in order to bring the hidden love of above, to bring it out, it also needs to, it's impossible only by being included also in Gevura. Which means, how does it niskal be Gevura? She is akev v'yeyotzer ha'ashpo t'chilo. That hashpo needs to first be held back, restrained, big back, and then you can reign. Ulezayis nikra atzeres, and that's what we call atzeres chulu. Sheyiy v'chinas iku v'hashpo, that it should hold back the flow. Commission kosu berabeis nosi perikyot shom aloshin natzron no oisuch. Let's hold you back. First, it is covered with the clouds. Then later on, is divided into drips, to drops. And then becomes that union, the union between the Eibishter and the Yidden. In a way, because the little hidden love of a Yid is revealed, his love to the Eibishter. Abchinas avazu nikro b'shem oilo. Now we're going to explain the two madregas that he started. Oilo ishe or ishe oilo. He brought down that in Sukkos it says oilo ishe, and in Pesach, it says, Isha Oilo. He says, this level of Ava, that you go up to Hashem and revealed, is called Oilo. Why is it called Oilo? It goes up. Because this, on its own, it goes up above, in a way which is total union, unites with Hashem on its own. Lefi, in other words, once it's revealed, the revealed love then goes up. Once you bring it out, it goes up on its own. Why? Because the neshama is a part of Hashem, so its part, it goes up to its part. Achasi yenosis. We learned the psukim quoted before. It's one, with level of one. Be'eino bebechinas ava v'rishpe eish kimei b'chol aragolim. It is not in the level of a love and a fire like in all other yomim tovim. Shmini atzeres. It's a level by itself. It's a level of oilo. That's why he said the kraftem. By Sukkah says oilo ishe. It is an oilo. It goes up by itself, ishe, because at that point, you're ma'oirer the etzem and neshama to mehelim alagili to come out. And that's why he says, lochein imrim, and that's why in Sukkos we say, oilo ishe goyver. Oilo ishe. Ba'achar kach, and after you come to the oilo ishe, and oila ishel havaya, which means you connect to the shem havaya, and then you go down and you bring down shem havaya chodosh, a new level of chod ad chag haPesach, until Pesach, from Shmini Atzeres to Pesach. So bechol vav chodoshim dechayru, because the entire 6 months of the winter, Ein b'hem regel klal, we don't have any yom tov at all. There's no yomim tovim in the middle. Shal kol gimel regolim hem b'kayitzchol. Shal kol gimel regolim hem b'kayitzchol. Because the all three yomim tovim are during the summer. So therefore, from Shmini Atzeres, it has to last you till the next till Pesach. Ba'ayin mi'inyan oylo b'zoyer chelegim v'rish pashis tzav. V'oramaz shom heir mi'inyan, Ramaz points out the idea of ruach ha'odom ha'oylo l'maylo, spirit ha'odom l'maylo, also the idea of oylo. V'ayin mashikos diur maschazin ha'shumayim b'inyan v'ruach toshuv el ha'likim asher nisono. U'mishom yuvon, from there we can understand, shazili yezu, that this elevation that we're talking about, oilo, ilamailo, mailo, that is very, very high, that is bechinas, the level of adyavir amcho havayit, your nation goes beyond havayim. Ba'im ashekos laposik ba'alischo esaneris. That's oilo. Behine ishe. So it's also a fire. So we say oila. Here we're talking about oila, but then there's also oila ishe. Ishe is also ishavayim, a fire to Hashem. Bain zerichel gimul pachas, zerichel gimul pinchas, dav reishin un beis of amid beis, uchmeshakos v'divra maschil, as karboni lachim v'divra maschil v'lachem letzitzis, be'inyan, or they're explaining, zoi shikore isha, calls it Isha. Isha is Eish Hashem. So, even though it's also Eish Havayah, Chaim calls it B'chinas Oilo Gavoya Yeser Kenal. Still, the level of Oilo is greater than the level. So while Isha is also Eish Hashem, but yet the level of Isha is not as great as the level of Oilo. It's going to explain a little more as it follows here. Be'efsher, so we can say al derech shomer razal, a similar sages tells about loischa. So they say about Aaron, the Eibishter says to Aaron, chayecho shelcho godel mishalahem, that your lighting the menorah is greater than their korbonis. Shebchinas halos b'ha loischa, that's love halos of anedis. In a way that the flame that goes up by itself, godol me'akarbonis, that is greater than karbonis, hanikra, which is called ishei reyach chulu. Karbonis are an ishei, but the oilo is a higher, gedoylo mishalem. So you're bringing up the menorah by Aaron is greater than the karbonis on the sea. Ishe is reyachu. Ba'ay mashakosuv, b'divra maschil, tachas ha'sholo yabadito. Another thing, gam yishloimra, b'chinas ishe, eish havaye, the ishe is havaye, ikroi, the main thing of ishe, eish havaye, ikroi b'yirur yisoyda eishe v'nefesh ha'bahamis. Mainly, that comes to sort out the element of fire in the Nefesh HaBahamis. That's the Ishei, the Eish. Aval Oilo, hu mitzad ha'av ha'msuteres, she'benefesh ha'likis atzmo. That's the hidden love which is in the Nefesh itself, not the Nefesh HaBahamis, not the fire to sort out Nefesh HaBahamis, but the love which is the godly soul by itself. So the Eish Havaya works with the Nefesh HaBahamis to turn around the Soida Eish from Nefesh HaBahamis. But the Eilu comes mitzad the essence of the love of Hashem, which is in the Elikis. Bechinas ba'atoro sh'otro lo'imai. That's the level of the crown that his mother crowned him, which is that level of the soul. There's no other side at all. The Klippas don't have that level. It's only the Nefesh HaLikis, that love. Afilu v'achar abirur, even after the sorting out of the Nefesh HaBahamis, there is no such a thing as that level of the Atorah she'otru le'imoy, which is the Abba Mesuteres in the Nefesh HaLikis. K'mei she'kosuv, soiv dibur hamaschil, yoviu levush malchus. Gam yesh lahoir. So that's the difference between oila. Oila is the nefesh lekis itself, and ishe is the birur with the nefesh shabahamis. Gam yesh lahoir leinyan isha oila. Also to point out isha oila meinyan beis b'chinas, the two levels of chitzoni salev upnimi salev haniskar, the outer and the inner out, the niskar divra maskil ushafte mayim. Shem heim beis b'chinas kala haniske b'divra maskil shir ashirim. Gam iso b'raim hemnes parashir pinchas shom. Also in the Raim Hem says the atzei ha'oila. It says the atzei ha'oila what? Inun eitz ha'chaim ve'eitz ha'das. Those are the eitz ha'chaim and the eitz ha'das. So basically, these are the two levels of atzim. So that is what you bring on the Mizbeach, the Atzei Ha'oila. Vim keim b'chinas oila atzmo, so oila itself, hi mimal itzim, that is on top, higher than the level of the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Hachayim. Which means, hainu l'maylo gam keim b'chinas Eitz Hachayim. V'ayim asher kosuv b'pirush mimal itzim b'divra ha'maschil v'yedaito hayoim. So b'meyle, what he wants to say, tell you what the level of oila. Oila is even higher than the Eitz Hachayim. V'ayin oid me'inyan oila. Further it tells you in Zoyar Chele Gimel and in Daf Rejun Ches Beis. V'ayin ma'ashekos v'rimasach v'yem ha'shvini sholach be'inyan oz tismach psula. B'mochel b'chinas oz, we look at level of oz, then shu b'chinas kedem, means then, which means an earlier stage, which shows on a higher level. B'zehu inyan gan nol chulu gan nol mayin chosm. In Shir HaShirim, Perek Daleh Pasuk Yud Gimel, over there it says, and a closed garden and a sealed well. Haynu b'chinas. A sealed well means you don't allow anything in, no klippus, no yinikus. An open well means that it's different between the mem, an open mem, which has a place for the chitzonim to be yinik, but a closed mem means you close it up, you don't allow for a yinik. And b'chinas, the level of leisusuru acharei levavchem. That is, chosum means not to follow after your heart, which means shaloi liyos chinas zoyna chaz v'sholem, not to be in a level of a zoyna turning away, which means not being totally devoted to Hashem, but also to other things. Ba'ayin zoyr chele gimel emeir haposik v'lachos ha'psulo. V'unyan mem stumo. That's the closed mem. K'me shukosu v'parshas achre, daf samach beiz amet beiz. Mem stuma, over there is mem stuma, mayin chosum. The mem stuma is the closed, the sealed well, which means, ki mem pasua, psucha, hainu, sheyesh, pesach, umavui, li nikas achitzonim. The open mem means that there is a opening and an entrance for the nikas achitzonim because of the dressing up in the nefesh abahamis. So there's a open mem, can be the mashenkin mem stuma. And we talk about the mem stuma closed, when does that happen? Hainu kadiskafya sitra achraisa kadiskaf shechlon hairo. It's turned around the darkness to light. Over there's no unique anymore. By mashikosu b'tibra maschi seitze b'pirush al ivecha, explaining the meaning of al ivecha. Al ivecha means she'ein la'oyev shlita v'achiza klal, that the enemy has no dominance and cannot grab hold at all. V'hine al yidei ze she'yir b'chines le'susuru, through the fact that it will be le'susuru, then they will marry yovei le'b'chines le'man tizkiru. Then you'll become tizkiru means loshon zochor. She'tiyu b'chines chorim, being like the male. Once you lock it up, and you close up, and you is hapcha, then it becomes the love of a male versus the love of a masculine love versus and feminine love. This is also the level of oila that we're talking about. Diksiv zochor tomim yakriveno. An oila has to be a male, which is ba'ayin, the level of a love of a male, masculine. Ba'ayin is zezer chilek aleph, ba'yichi daf reish memvov seif amod aleph, and ba'ayinu k'meshikosuf b'mokamacha b'div maschil seis osis. So what does it say over there? So what's the chilek between a love that's masculine and a love which is feminine? Feminine love means that you're working for Hashem to get a prize. You're going to get reward. A masculine love means you love Hashem without reward. When the ave is to receive reward, that means b'chinas l'garmei. It's a level for yourself, self-interest. That's then nikra nekeva. It's called a nekeva. Why? Because noshim daitan kalas. Nekeva noshim daitan kalas. Basically, it means that very easy, that it's not strong because it's for a interest. Abu b'chin is d'char, but when we talk about the level of a male, who ha'av rabba, l'mhusu atzmusis baruch, that's the great love to the essence and to Hashem blessed himself, k'meshe kosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'imcho l'chafatzti, there's nothing else, there's no reward there, there's no Gan Eden, there's no reward, just wants to connect with Hashem himself. That's the idea of the Ava Rabba, that's the masculine. This is the oila goes up higher and higher to the highest level. So why do we say the two levels? We say oila, then we say ishe, hainu. In Sukkot we say oila isha, but in Pesach we say isha oila, and oila isha. Hainu is chabrus. That is connecting these two levels together. The levels, the higher level, the level of Leila Kabbal Pras, the level of Imchol Chafatzti, with the level of Abba Kiddush Pe'esh, Meshikosim, Makamachar, Mepirush, has said elsewhere in the explanation, Be'yachid Levaveinu, make our hearts together, La'ava, which basically means to bring both levels of heart. The inyan yichud beizav chinas chitzrenis alev v'primis alev. The union of the two levels of the outer heart and the inner heart. She yichya she yenichlal b'chinas chitzrenis b'chinas v'primis. So that the outer heart should be included in the inner. That's the medivra maschel mimono afar Yaakov. Well, derech zeh. So this double, these two levels, similar to that, is also. That's the kraftem isha oilo. Oi vi kraftem oilo isha, the two languages that we have, which is basically liyachid, to connect beis alvavas yachad, both of them together. Ba'ayim bezer chelik aleph, ba'yeshem bepidush, shechubro lo yachdov, chubro yachdov, to unite together. Ba'ayim, the same idea as we're saying over here, of a yachid levaveinu, to bring in the chitzoni yislev into the pnim yislev. Achim kol zeh, b'chinas v'ikraftem oila isha. Still, while they both have a isha oila also, but oila isha is a greater level. Why? Because first comes oila. Oila is the main, then comes the isha. V'b'chinas kavoy yosef, that's a higher level. Ki kivon shebchinas oila, because oila comes first. Im kein b'china zuhi ikras zemein. U'b'chinas isha nichlo botla. That is not bottled to the level of oila. Shenke b'chinas isha oila. When first is the isha oila. Meshikosu kai gabne b'mokar machar b'yin ha'hefresh. Explained elsewhere about the difference between shiluv adnai b'havaye, whether we include adnai navaye or shiluv havaye b'adnai. What is the main? So oisor rishoyna gaveres, the first one is what overpowers. It's when shiluv adnai ba'avai, main thing is avaya, you bring in adnai. Shiluv ba'adnai, main thing is adnai, you bring in avaya. Ba'ay mashikosu mizeh b'divra maschil, shuva yisroel. Ba'ay mashikosu kai gabna, dibchinas yach leveinu be'inyan, mizmashir, shem gamkein, beiz, b'chinas chitzoynis u'pnimin. Or sometimes you say mizmer shir. So there's mizmer shir and the shir mizmer. Sometimes we just say mizmer. Sometimes we just say shir. Ulefamim, and sometimes it's chamish nem yachad. You say it together. And also when you put them together, vagam piyin achibru. Also when you connect them, pomim nemar. Sometimes it says mizmer shir. Upamim. Sometimes it says shir mizmer. So you have shir. You have mizmer. You have mizmer shir. You have shir mizmer. Ein mizmer b'divra maschil mizmer shir chanukas habayis. Ein zer chile gimel reshpash veikra davhev med aleph meinyan shir mizmer livnei koyrach. Bedaf nun vov amid beis. Val derech ze yuvan k'mekein bin kan k'mekein b'yanal the above mentioned when isha oila or oila isha. The main is the oila. The main is the isha. V'hinei kasher halo b'chin el yoyna me'eit. When the halo is very great halo, k'mekein amshocha shenim shechay de zerech nechayich v'abaye who gam kei b'chin es gvoye b'yesha. So then the amshocha is also a very great hamshocha, and okeinya mashakosuv bepirush mamamakim krosicha abaya. When we call you from the depths, so bebchinas mamakim, bebchinas yoshes cheshes sifrei. So now when you call from the great, from the most hidden places, stimu dechastimun, that's where you bring Hashem. Umshom krosicha, you bring him down from the highest level. Because the higher you are and the more profound the level is, that is the place where you bring out the level of Hashem. Okay, so that is, just one second.